Well, good morning. I feel as there's something wrong on this side over here. Is this a New Year's resolution that everybody's going to sit on the left side? Well, nice to have you all with us. No, you don't need to. You're welcome to sit wherever you like. We're glad to have you here. You're here now. That's unusual too. So, okay. Well, that was very good of you. So. You know, feel free to be where you're at. That's okay. So, but glad to have you here. I'm just glad that you came out and are able to celebrate this special day with us. It is actually a lesser festival as we celebrate the name of Jesus. This is the octave of Christmas, which just simply means the eighth day of Christmas. And by tradition, on the eighth day in Jewish tradition, if you had a male child, the child was circumcised and given his name. And this is what Mary and Joseph did, and we celebrate that name in the name of Jesus. So we're going to talk about that a little bit in the message this morning. Just want to take a few moments now and ask that you please take out the yellow card or the orange card that is in your happenings. Please take a moment to fill this out, especially if you're visiting with us, and if we have any need for address corrections. But also to look at the back, as there are several things that are happening as we begin this new year, and please make sure you check those out and check off what you're interested in, as there are many ministries to be involved in here at St. Luke's. Let's take a few moments and just ask for God's blessings to be upon us, that His Spirit may move us, open our hearts and minds to His Word, and in this music in which we celebrate the birth of our Lord and the gift of His love through Jesus.
Glory to God. Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, you gave your incarnate Son the holy name of Jesus to be a sign of our salvation. Plant in every heart the love of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will have our quiet offering, which will go to benefit Salem Lutheran Church's Water for Flint project.
Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia.
The first reading is from the book of Numbers, the 6th chapter. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I shall bless them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The splendor of the Lord is over earth and heaven. The splendor of the Lord is over earth and heaven. The heavens, praise God in the heights, praise the Lord, all ye angels, sing praise, all ye hosts of heaven, praise the Lord, sun and moon, sing praise, all you shining stars.
Heavens and you waters above the heavens,
let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created, who made them stand fast forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not pass away. The splendor of the Lord is all earth and heaven. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps,
fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind doing God's will.
In all hills, fruit trees and all cedars,
wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds,
sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world,
young men and maidens, old and young together,
the splendor of the Lord is over earth and heaven. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over than heaven.
The Lord has raised up strength for the people and praise for all faithful servants. The children of Israel, a people who are near to the Lord. Alleluia! The splendor of the Lord is over earth and heaven.
The second reading is from the book of Galatians, the 4th chapter. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 2. Glory to you, O Lord. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And after 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Do I have any little ones that would like to come down and join me today? Come on down. Come on, come on, come on. How you doing, Emmanuel? You can sit here if you like. Come on up. Come on up. You can sit right here, or you can sit over here next to me, wherever you feel comfortable, okay? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Did you watch? Did you stay up that late? You stayed up that late? Wow, and you're awake now? That's pretty good. So we're celebrating New Year's, but we're also celebrating Christmas. It's the 8th day of Christmas. Did you know that?
Yeah, but it was already Christmas when we were sleeping a long time ago.
A long time ago, yes, it was already Christmas a long time ago. So yes, so we have how many more days of Christmas left?
Four?
Yeah, four more days, okay.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
You're
going to be five. All right. Okay.
Two.
Oh, okay. All right. So, now, does anybody know what your name means? Does anybody know what your name means? What does your name mean?
My name means Luke.
Your name means Luke?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's your name, Luke? Luke, and it's Evelyn, is it? Yeah, Evelyn. And it's Grace. Callie. Ellie.
Ella.
That's right. And Emmanuel, right? Now, each of your names sometimes has a meaning behind it. Like Alex over there, his name is Alexander, which comes from the Greek tradition, which means to be a protector of humankind. There he is, right over there. Now, what's my name? Do you know what my name is?
Dave.
Okay, that's good. Dave, what's my formal name? Do you know? What's David. The, David, that's right. David is Hebrew, and that means beloved, okay? So when you see David's out there, that's what their name means, okay? So what you want to do is you want to have mom and dad help you find out what your name means, okay? Because it's every name has something behind it, and it's important to know that your name really matches who you are. I wouldn't know you any other way than as Ella or L, right? Do you go by L, right, or no?
I go by Ella, but my phone.
Elizabeth, yeah, that's right. Okay, but if somebody said, hey, Dorothy, you wouldn't respond to that, would you?
No.
No, okay. Or if somebody said to Grace, how about coming over and visiting me, Georgia? That's not my name, right? So if I start to walk away from you, what would you say? And you needed to call me, what would you say? How would you get my attention? What would you say? You would say, my, what would, well, tell me, what is it? I'm walking away from you. You need to tell me something right away. What would you say?
David.
Well, you, yeah, well, yes, but Pastor Dave, yes, that would be more appropriate. You'd say, hey, Pastor Dave, right? And what would I do? Would I stop or would I keep going? I would stop because you called my name, all right? And I would turn around and say, what would you like? What do you need? And you would say, well, I want to talk to you for a minute. So then I'd come over and I would talk to you. And it would be the same thing as I would say, Luke. And you look, see, you just looked up at me. Yeah, okay, because I know your name. And I can call you and you would respond to me. Well, you know what? As we celebrate Christmas, we talk about the baby who?
Jesus.
We all know baby Jesus' name. Right? And that's the important thing for us as we grow older, and even now, is to know that wherever we are, we can call Jesus by name, and we know that Jesus will stop, and he will listen to us, because he loves us very dearly. Okay? And you can always call on Jesus, and know he'll be here, and he'll be right here in our hearts. Okay?
Okay.
Do you know where your heart is?
Yeah.
Where's your heart? Can you point to your heart? Where's your heart? There you go. Very good. Jesus is always there, okay? And you can call on him anytime, all right? So we're going to go to Children's Church, right? You ready to go? Are we ready? We are ready. Okay, for those of you who'd like to go to Children's Church, please follow Miss Esther and Miss Erin. So would you? Yes? You need your shoe tied? Okay. We'll get you worked up there.
I did it at home and then mom helped.
You did it at home and your mom helped? Okay, well, that's good. It's nice to have parents that help, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. You can go back and sit with your folks, or do you want to go back with go to Children's Church? Okay, you're going to go to Children's Church? Okay, Evelyn? All right. Does anybody know... Alex, you can't say anything. Or Karen? No comment. What the most popular girl's name was for 2016? If you read your news, you would know this. Anybody want to guess? Sophia, yeah, okay. How about the boy's name? What do you think? What? What? Boy, you guys are good. Yeah, Jackson. I heard it over here, too. So, very good. The top 10 names for boys, Jackson, Aiden, Lucas, Liam, Noah, Ethan, Mason, Caden, Oliver, and Elijah. Top 10 names for girls, Sophia, Emma, Olivia, Ava, Mia, Isabella, Riley, Aria, Zoe, and Charlotte. Now, when those of you who are my age, when you were growing up, my guess is that your name probably was one of the popular ones of that era or that time. My name, David, was in the 50s. It was big. So when I got to first and second grade, there would be about six or seven Davids in the same class. And, the teacher would call and we'd all be what? And so some teachers got a little ingenious, and they would either mark us with a color or have a little tag on us so that, you know, or would know what our birth date was. And in my case, my birthday was in April. She would call me David April, which I didn't like a lot because that sounded like a girl's name. But, or, you know, call us by a color, you know, David Yellow. Well, I didn't like that one either. But that's the way they could distinguish it, because there were so many Davids. And I think my name is now 33rd in the all-time high list. It's down 17 spots after last year. So really went out. Alex, you're number 17 in all-time list. So you were only down one from last year. So, you know, and when you look at people, you see them with their name, right? Could you see them as any other name? Probably not. Though you would be surprised, and it was kind of funny talking to Bill Merrill. He's because I mentioned the fact that I've gone to the hospital and I've looked for somebody, that this is the only way I've known their name, and I know they're in the hospital, and I'll say, is so-and-so in the hospital? And they'll look it up, and they'll say, no, nobody by that name is here. And I said, well, they're here. I know they are. I said, do you have, and I'd say the last name. He said, well, yes, there is a Smith here. And, but I had to get the right name because of the privacy laws. And so finally, after a little working with things, where I'd have to call the office and say, is there another name this person goes by that I'm not aware of, a formal name? In many cases, yes, there was. And Bill Merrill had told me he has a different name that I wouldn't be able to look him up if I didn't know what his name really is. Some of us have that. We don't know that. One of the things that you may not know in history is that the gentleman who was the commander-in-chief of the Union armies during the Civil War, his name was actually Hiram Ulysses Grant. And when he was, his name was given by his the representative to West Point, they had screwed it up, and they said it was Ulysses S. Grant. And because the academy would not take him unless his name was Ulysses S. Grant, he basically adopted that name so that he could go to school. The S stood for nothing. But most people understood it. They started calling him U.S. Grant or Ulysses Sam Grant, because U.S., Uncle Sam, you know, or the other thing was that he became known as Unconditional Surrender Grant. That's what the S stood for. An interesting fact or a comment that was made by a lady who wrote a book back in 1947. It was called Foreign America, and Gertrude Stein has this thing about names, and she said, had Ulysses S. Grant been known as Hiram Ulysses, chances are he would have still had been well known, but probably not as a general. He probably would have been more of a spiritual leader or a religious leader because his name was Hiram. And she firmly believes that names have a way of affecting who it is that we become and what we do. And I thought that was kind of an interesting note that she had made. The other thing that she asserts is that your surname, your last name, really doesn't say a whole lot about you other than the family that you come from. It's the first name that is of importance. First name is the one that denotes character. It denotes the career, and it's one that makes you who you are. I thought that's an interesting note that she makes. Now, I'm not sure there's any serious study behind that, but this is something that she says. We do know that the Bible in Proverbs says that a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. So people take time. I would assume that for a little while, your sticker on your when you were born and that little plastic bed or whatever they place you in probably said little girl Smith or little boy Smith. And it finally gets completed when the parents decide what the name will be. My first son's name was an easy one to come up with for us because it was just, his name was Jonathan. Jonathan means a gift of God. And even though we named him Jonathan David, which is my name, the reality is that it comes from the biblical story of Jonathan and David, who were close friends. And that's the name he was given. Now, shortly after I'd moved to my first parish, the Byzantine priest who I got to be very familiar with, we just got to be good friends, heard that we had just about a month or so as I had started there, we had our second son. And he came up to me and he gave me a big hug and he said, "Well, you know, what did you name your son?" I said, "Nathaniel." He said, "You named him the same thing as your first son." Because he knew Nathaniel and Jonathan both mean gift of God. But that's how we felt with those gifts that were given to us, Jonathan and Nathaniel. So one goes by John, the other one goes by Nate, or by their formal names. So everything's in a name. And back in the days of the Puritans, names were very important to reflect a lot of what they believed in. So in many ways, the Puritan names would be something like Patience, Charity, and Prudence. Because those were the center. That's what they believed in. And the names reflected the qualities of life that they expected them to carry through. And there are certain names that we wouldn't name anybody. I mean, I only have run into one Adolf in my entire life. And he was a grand old Swede who was born well before the Adolf who made history. Because everybody, you hear all these intonations that go with that name. Can you think of another name that you don't hear people being called? How about Judas? That's another name that you don't get. And even in white culture, in our tradition, we don't name our children Jesus. And yet in South American culture, Central American culture, Jesus is a very popular name among children because it reflects the very belief and understanding of where these parents believe their life comes from, where it stems from. Now let me talk about one more thing and then we'll get to the gospel reading for today. And I need to read this because it's hard for me to retain all this. A book that was written by T.S. Eliot. It's called Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. He talks about the difficulty in naming a cat. Now, I don't know if you have cats, was it difficult for you to name a cat? Anybody have cats here? Was it hard to name your cat? No. She already had a name. Yeah, when I adopted our cat from the Humane Society, her name was Annie. Annie the Calico Cat. I've had other names for her that were not so endearing at times. but they had given her the name Annie, and we just kept it. She had a brother whose name was Milton, and he came along with her. So we had Annie and Milton in the household for many years. But to go on to what Eliot is saying, he says, the naming of cats is a difficult matter, as cats have three different names. First, there are their sensible, everyday names used by the family. However, cats also need names that are that are more peculiar and dignified if a cat is to cherish his pride. Then he goes on to say, but most importantly, each cat has a name that no human can ever discover, the name the cat himself knows and will never confess. He says, thus, when one sees a cat in profound meditation, it is because he is contemplating the thought of his ineffable, effable, effineffable, deep and inscrutable singular name. That's a lot. That's a mouthful. But it's saying, basically, that there's this mystery behind of your pet that you don't realize that they probably have a name among themselves. Now, I'm not suggesting that they go around, oh, your name's this, that, or whatever else, but there's got to be different thoughts in what we can understand. And finally, one other thing I want to mention is that when you know a name, you have power, right? It's just like what I was telling the kids earlier. If I was walking away from them and they wanted to talk to me, they wanted my attention, what would you say? Hey, Pastor Dave, or with adults, hey, Dave or David. And I would turn and say, yes, what do you need? Because you know my name, and that has the power for me, for you to have me stop. Even though you're not physically holding me, but you've called me. It's just like a teacher calling a student at the desk, and they look up and say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. God did something that I don't know if God knew what he was doing, but in Exodus, or I'm sorry, with Moses, he gives Moses his name, and he says, it's Yahweh. And God has never had peace since that day, because we all call upon God. So on this eighth day of Christmas, this day in which we have the traditional circumcision of Jesus and his naming, a name that does not come from either Joseph or Mary, but is given them by God through an angel. Depending upon which gospel you read, Matthew says it's Joseph who is given the name, and then in Luke it's Mary who is given the name to give to their child. It doesn't matter who it was, because we know what matters is what's behind that name. It is God. And what does Jesus mean? Jesus actually is a Greek form of the Hebrew Joshua, which means God is my salvation. So every time you call upon Jesus, you are calling upon the ability to know that it is God who brings you salvation. To call that name, above the name that every knee shall bow, that every person will honor. To not call the person by their name, or to mess up the name in ancient times, was to mean to be disrespectful, to not really, you're not honoring that person. So when you misgive a name, or when you say it incorrectly, it's as if you're not worth the time of day. And that's why when we hear about the commandment to not take the Lord's name in vain, it's not to make it common. It's special. It's something in which we honor, we hold high in our hearts, and we understand that this God is the one who cares enough for us that he gives us this child who grows to be a man and comes to us and teaches us God's way, who comes to us in a form and a manner that is totally surprising to all of us. As we've heard through the Christmas story and through prior times, we understand that God catches us by surprise, because he doesn't come as a general. He doesn't come, if I said the name, to say Grant or Eisenhower or, any other famous general, Hannibal, Julius Caesar, you have this idea of power, this powerful image of not just being able to win victories, but death and everything else that follows with war. With the name of Jesus that we are given, we understand it to be salvation. We understand it means to be one filled with grace, one to be saved, one to be loved. So much different. And we are all baptized in that name. So that means that, God considers you holy. God, who knows you by your name, gives you the name above all names in the form of Jesus, that we may know, that we may be loved and embraced by a father who cares for his children. That's why the season is so special to us, that God would come in such a simple way to wake us up and to help us to see just how much he cares. And to the people that he revealed his name to, those shepherds and the wise men and everyone else that would follow over the years, and to the disciples who Jesus would say to them, come and follow me, and they follow him. And there were times that they did not know, or they were frightened, and they would say, Jesus, don't you care that we're going to die? And Jesus telling the storm to be quiet, be still. And when they doubted and denied and all these things, and yet the name of Jesus is what brought them salvation. So today, again, we sing the songs of celebration. We sing worship. We worship and praise that name. And we hold it dear to our hearts, because it is in Christ that you and I have been saved. So celebrate this season and the gift in which Jesus and God has given you in the form of Jesus, that he has placed upon you the cross of Christ and the knowledge that Jesus is here within you, leading you in places that we never expected to be, but never forsaking us and never abandoning us, but giving us strength, power, the ability to believe and have faith, all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Let's confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs.
Father, we thank you that we know your name and that you know ours, that you call us to you and we can hear your voice. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
God of hope, we thank you for this day that gives us hope and new beginnings. Help us to be ever aware of your presence in our lives, and help us to walk more closely with you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
God of hope, we live in a world full of uncertainties. Many each day do not know where their food will come from or where they will sleep. Teach us how to reach out and give hope. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Spirit of hope, unite our people here at St. Luke's and in all churches to be one in you, to work together as one to know you and make you known. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
God, you are the one that gives us hope in uncertain times. Be with those we know with special needs and concerns. Cassidy and family, Clayton and Phyllis, Denny and Sharon, Chaplain Eugene, Jennifer, John and Tootie, Joyce, Lincoln and Fiona's, Mary, Mallory, Jordan, Nina, Cody and Ellie, Matthew, Eckhol and Emmanuel Riak, Michelle, Mike, Monty, Pam and family, Rebecca, Rob, Roseanne, Cheryl, and Stacy. Give them exactly what they need this day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
We now lift up to you the prayers and praises and hope in our hearts, either spoken out loud or in silence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace with one another. Thank you.
God with us. You came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things.
And then through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right that we give God thanks and praise as he gives to us his Son, who we are able to call Jesus, who comes and brings to us his grace, his love, and forgiveness. For in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." I invite you to join hands as we share together the prayer which our Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let every heart receive the Savior.
For Lord,
which now the angels sing.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
On this day, O God, you gave us Christ the Son to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Aaron, would you put the picture away? Minute for God's Mission. Just a reminder that everything is gearing back up as school gets started again. And this week, we will be having a lectionary Bible study on Tuesday and again on Wednesday. Wednesday is our traditional day of having several things going on. Prayer at 5:45, followed by the spoken word of Holy Communion at 6:30. 7 o'clock, back to the basics course or a lectionary study. If you're interested, come and be a part of that. Also, a week from Wednesday, we will have our monthly just fellowship dinner. We invite, if you don't want to come to the Bible study, you can still come to have dinner and share in fellowship with one another. So please join us. That's not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. Come and be a part of that. Is there anything else that needs to be shared today for the good of the order? Yes, Miss Jan.
Yeah.
On
the post, I was
Thank you. Anything else? Thank you, Karen, for your playing once again and for filling in for Jonathan. We're glad to have you with us. You're just a part of the family, so glad to have you here. All right, nothing else, then receive the blessing. May Christ, who by his incarnation has filled us with grace and truth, give you peace this Christmas and always. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Amen.